Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio and Television with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of the program is to raise consciousness and make this planet a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we'll do it. We'll make this planet a much better place. Out of This World Radio is the fastest-growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 70 countries, and I guarantee today's show will be really interesting and really out of this world. One thing, at the end of last Friday's show, I interviewed Dr. Kazu Murakami, who's one of the world's most famous geneticists, live from Japan. And unfortunately, Dr. Murakami did not have time to finish his last part of his message, so he asked me to read his message now, and I'd like to do this quickly. He said, "We humans share 99.5% genomes, the same genomes. That means each of us is given an equal chance. Each of us is a precious only one. Our presence is the fruit of 3.8 billion years of Earth life history and also 13.7 billion years of cosmic life history. Because of that, I believe life is so precious and sacred." And that was a very profound message from Dr. Murakami he wanted to convey to all of you. And I'm glad I could share this with all of you. Personally, I think we're all spiritual, powerful spiritual beings, and that our future is very, very bright. And I think our purpose on this planet is to do good and to create a much better and happier planet. And with that, I'd like to do a very quick prayer to help the children of people and people of Fukushima. I know I say this a lot on my show, but Fukushima is one situation where I know we can help. And if you can, please join me in saying this water prayer for Dr. Masurumoto. And as you say it, please send lots of love and light, golden healing light, to Fukushima, as well as to the Moto Peace Project. The prayer goes something like this. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. Let's do it two more times. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. One last time. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. One of the things that Dr. Moto did in 2013 was to take a bottle of radioactive water from Fukushima and simply write the words love and gratitude on the bottle and place a beautiful love and gratitude water crystal over the bottle. You know what happened? Within 24 hours, all the radiation in the bottle was completely gone. And I think that could be a solution to Fukushima, frankly. If love and gratitude were written on the nuclear reactors there, and I think that would do a lot to clean up the radiation at Fukushima. And I know that your prayers also have really helped. For today's program, during the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll be interviewing a fascinating, wonderful lady named Dr. Marilyn Rosner, who's on the phone with us now. She'll be coming to us live from Montreal, Canada. Dr. Rosner is the founder president of the Spiritual Science Fellowship and the vice president co-founder of the International Institute of Integral Human Sciences in Montreal. She has a fascinating background. She's a psychic and medium. We'll be bringing her on air in just a few minutes. During the second hour, I'll be interviewing Garnet Schulhauser. He's a wonderful, also a psychic and a medium. He's the author of a new book called Dance of the Heavenly Bliss. I wrote the preface to the book. We'll be going over that book in a few minutes. And there's some really fascinating information about the other side that Garnet will be sharing with us. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. Out of This World Radio is supported entirely by donations. It's nonprofit, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150. Just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their donations and support, especially Judith in California, Marie and Alan on Camino Island, and everyone around the world who's helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. Before we go on to Dr. Rosner, I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. Orion recently fixed my computer. It had crashed. He did a wonderful job, and I can't thank Orion enough for the wonderful work. I'd also like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my dear friend Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, Dr. Yasu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Krima, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. If you're interested in learning how to contact the other side and talk to friends and family who passed on, please contact me. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And my phone number here in the United States is 509-750-9793. If you're within Canada or the United States, you're also welcome to call me on my toll-free line, which is 1-888-879-8339. For those who are interested, I still have some beautiful calendars from the Emoto Peace Project. They're the crystal images of Dr. Emoto's work. And if you're interested, please just send me an email. Quickly, next week, I'll be a speaker at a UFO conference at the Quinault Indian Resort on Ocean Shores. I'll be giving presentations on UFOs as well as a short presentation on the Emoto Peace Project. If you're interested, please send me an email. On April 5th, beginning at 7 p.m. in beautiful Vancouver, Canada, I'll be going to an interview with Edward Snowden by Skype. Mr. Snowden will be live from Moscow, where he was granted political asylum about 2 years ago. The event will be held at the Queen Elizabeth Theater on Hamilton Street. And for more information, please go to the website for Simon Fraser University in Vancouver. The event is open to the public. For those of you in Finland, I'll be speaking at a spiritual conference on the future of humanity in Helsinki on May 14th and 15th with some of the world's most interesting scientists and famous spiritualists, including Professor Jerry Pollock at the University of Washington, Professor Urban Laszlo, one of the world's most famous scientists, shamans from the Topi tribe in Arizona, Russia, and Africa, and Michiko Hayashi as well as from the Emoto Peace Project. The conference will be open to the public, and for more information or tickets, please email me to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, from June 10th through the 13th, I'll be having my second annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington. We'll have a whole bunch of interesting people there, including Scott Lemriel of the Sayres Agenda, who's had face-to-face contact with benevolent advanced human beings from the Galactic Alliance. And if you're interested in coming, please just send me an email. And also, too, I'll be one of the speakers at the keynote speaker at the wonderful International Institute of Integral Human Sciences annual conference in Montreal from August 12th through the 18th. And we'll be talking with Dr. Rosner about that in just a few minutes. Finally, on August 19th, 20th, and 21st, I'll also be a keynote speaker at a spiritual conference in the Dominican Republic. If you're interested in attending, the website for that is www.paxluxemisonmaryundi.com. Finally, at the end of August, on August 25th, I'll be taking a group of 20 people to see John of God in Brazil. If you're interested, please send me an email. My new television show called Out of This World Television will start production on March 1st in less than 1 week. And my first guest will be the talented wonderful Michiko Hayashi, who will be talking about the Emoto Peace Project and Dr. Emoto's work live from Tokyo, Japan. I'm not sure the program schedule, how it will be hosted, but it will be on Comcast Cable Channel 22 and posted on the YouTube for worldwide access. I'll be giving you the links to that next week. I have many other events planned for 2016, and for a complete list, please go to our website at outofthisworld1150.com. Now, listen, I'd love to go on to my first guest, Dr. Rosner. Are you there?
I'm here and listening to all the wonderful things you're doing, and I want to tell you, your schedule sounds just as busy as mine, and we'll be at some of the same places, so that's very exciting.
No, I can't wait to meet you, Marilyn, and I know that this conference you're having in August is going to be really good. Could you please tell my listeners a little bit about that, please?
Well, actually, it's our 41st international conference, and my husband and I, but mainly he started doing these conferences, 41 years ago. Mm-hmm. And at the first conference, some of the keynote speakers were Marshall McLuhan, Dr. Hans Selye, et cetera, et cetera. And it was sponsored by Concordia University, and over 10,000 people came to that first event.
Wow.
And that was actually the first event on a professional level which opened up all of Canada to the idea of consciousness rising.
Beautiful.
And from there, you know, we're in Quebec, so it's French. We have French everything. Not mm-hmm. everything, but many things in French. So then the French community started doing this. And my husband, Father John, he even set up PhD programs at the university in consciousness studies. Now he's with us from the heaven world. But he was the really first one to bring together his extreme academic background and all these spiritual works. Like the people that we've worked with were people like Edgar Mitchell, et cetera, the Swamis. And at this conference, we're glad you're going to be one of our keynote speakers.
Thank you.
But some of the people that we'll be having will be Dr. Raymond Moody, Desda Zuckerman, Dr. Mark Chicori, medical doctor who was struck by lightning, and then he started playing piano. Dr. Joyce Hawks, cell biologist, the Hertogs.
The Hertogs. Good.
Yes, the Hertogs will be there.
Wonderful.
Dr. Amit Goswami, 60 speakers, and we hope that many of the listeners near and far will come, because we'll be having people literally from all over the world. We're bringing in a ufologist from Brazil. We're bringing in many people from Africa, one of the leading mystics, Dr. Machecha. And we'll be, in a few days, it'll be on our web, so people can look at it, actually.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Could you please give my many listeners around the world your website, Marilyn, so they can access?
Yes, the website is, I may have two doctorate degrees, but my technology skills just aren't there. But anyway,
right.
It's www.iiihs.org.
Okay, good, good, good. I know what you mean. I grew up in the last century, and sometimes I'm technologically challenged myself.
No, so. I don't know. I tell you the truth. It's because I am a spirit medium. I don't like to have too much electrical equipment near me. I almost never wear a watch because most watches break. I don't do any taping of my individual consultations. Of course, when I do, you know, messages about the world, et cetera, then there's taping. But on an individual basis, I don't like equipment near me. And I never really bothered very much this equipment, and thank God, you see, we're a nonprofit organization, and so we have volunteers. And now I have four volunteers who are coming from Spain, and they'll be with us until the end of the conference. You'll meet them, and we really work with volunteers. And thank God, with those from the spirit world, we're able to get a lot of things done, as you will see, as people will see when they check our website.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I have to tell you, your husband's here, by the way, and the studio.
Thank you.
The studio is lit up in this beautiful angelic white light. I always love it when they come in, because I can feel their presence, and the light always changes. It gets much brighter. It's kind of a gray, cloudy day here in Seattle, but inside the studio, it's quite beautiful, bright white light everywhere.
Wonderful. Well, he would be. He really would be there. And you know, I just returned from a 6-week trip to Africa, where I was working with the dying children, setting up all kinds of programs. And he appeared in such clear ways that strangers who had no idea who he was, they were seeing him, they were feeling his presence, and they were able to get very specific information, as you were when I spoke with you last week.
Oh, yeah. Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's so beautiful that he's helping you and coming through now from the other side. If people wanted to help your efforts in Africa, how could they donate?
What I would suggest they do is to check my website.
Okay.
And then there's all the information where they can send a donation. Everything is tax deductible.
Wonderful.
And then I'm working really with 7 different agencies. One agency, for instance, is an orphanage for children who are found literally on the streets. We have 2 agencies where the children are extremely abused, beaten, forgotten. Then we have a couple of agencies where the children are extremely, extremely handicapped. Most of these children have no idea where they come from, who their parents are. Very specifically, one little child, for giving an example, some of them are found in the bush, like one child found in the bush with a placenta hanging, and so when she was picked up, I mean, she was dying, but they gave her the name Hope, and now she's still around, and she's doing very well.
Oh, good.
Many children are born with the alcohol fetal syndrome, others with the SIDA, with the AIDS virus, etc. But I believe that these children have come to Earth so that we could understand that their souls are pure, their souls are perfect.
Right.
And they have given themselves as a sacrifice so that we could really understand that.
Beautiful. How beautiful. What countries do you work in, or what countries do the children come from?
Well, this particular project, which has been going on for 19 years, mm-hmm. is South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 8 years, I mean, every year for 8 years, I did work in India, and I did quite a bit of work in Mother Teresa's convent.
Really? Wonderful.
Yes.
I used to
I
used to live in India for about 2.5 years.
Really?
That's what started my spiritual journey, among many other things. Yeah, I used to live
there.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
My husband used to come to India with me all the time. It's interesting that you were organizing a trip. We used to organize a lot of tours. And then for a period of nearly 10 years, mm-hmm. I was going to the former Soviet Union.
Oh, uh-huh.
In fact, I was teaching full-time at the college and part-time at McGill and Concordia, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I received an invitation. To this day, I don't know how they knew about me,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I do know. I mean, when I tell you the story, and I was invited to help reorganize the psychiatric units. This was before the walls came down in the former Soviet Union.
Oh, fascinating.
And I got a leave of absence from school,
mm-hmm.
and my husband, bless his heart, said, "Don't worry, Marilyn, I'll take care of the center, because we run a center here,
mm-hmm.
a spiritual center."
Mm-hmm.
And I went and did a lot of work in Poland and a lot of work in what was called the Soviet Union, etc. And after that, I was actually invited by the Vatican, and I had an opportunity to meet Pope John Paul II.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
And there I was doing a lot of similar work. I was reorganizing the psychiatric unit,
mm-hmm.
And helping them understand psychic phenomena. And what was really interesting, Ted, is that they, mm-hmm. at least what I found, they were so advanced in knowing how to work with energies, with chakras, with colors,
mm-hmm.
with sounds. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
And, of course, we know, I mean, years and years ago, the book Secret Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain,
right.
we had an opportunity to be connected with those, the kinds of experiments that they were doing.
Wow, that's fascinating. I was just
yes.
going to ask you about that book. It was a fascinating book, absolutely fascinating.
Yes.
Are they going through the same kind of spiritual awakening?
Definitely. I want to tell you that the work that I saw, the work that I participated
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
With them
mm-hmm.
Was truly, I don't know what word to say, it was very advanced. Let me give an example.
Okay.
Let's say they were training people to do spiritual healing.
Mm-hmm.
So they had different pictures of bodies, and then they had different lights, and then they had different kinds of equipment, and then you were able to put your hand over the equipment,
mm-hmm.
and you could tell which part of the body needed healing, etc., etc. They really did very, very advanced work. I had the opportunity to meet this woman called Juna.
Mm-hmm.
She was considered the leading healer and psychic of the former Soviet Union,
mm.
and I did quite a bit with her. And it was interesting, when we went to see her, you couldn't just go to someone's house, Ted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go by night through the lanes, et cetera, and then
mm-hmm.
we met with her.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I don't know if you know this Dr. Stanley Krippner. He was a wonderful therapist and teacher of reading, et cetera, but very interested in this phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there when I was there, and Dr. Mm-hmm. Jayasuriya. I mean, mm-hmm. they were doing, and I'm talking, the first time I went to the former Soviet Union,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking 30 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
I also went with Patch Adams. You've heard of the clown, Patch Adams?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
He's a clown, and
mm-hmm.
They made a movie on him, actually.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
I went with him as well.
Uh-huh.
They had a very big emphasis on spiritual healing, and a lot of physicists were involved with spiritual healing. Of course, there was this whole drama, you know, with the underground, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they were afraid to say this, afraid to say that.
Right.
But as long as people did not talk about religion, they were extremely giving in terms of how they were working with psychic phenomena and energy. They didn't call it spirits. They called
mm-hmm.
it energy force.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Forces of energy, forces of light.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, I mean, the ones I met, they were marvelous at reading auras. And just by looking at the auric field, they could tell who was there, who was not there. And they wouldn't say your spirit mother's there. They'd say an essence of a lady who, you know, they used different terminology, but it was the same.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
And actually, from the Middle East, we were connected for a period of time also with Uri Geller. Dr. Andrea Paharich, he was the medical doctor who discovered Uri Geller.
Oh.
Well, my husband knew Andrea Paharich very well, and we got Uri Geller to come to Montreal, and you know how he started the watches, stopped the watches, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
But that kind of phenomena was readily visible in the former Soviet Union.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah, there was this woman, as she's described in that book, actually, she showed how, her students actually, showed how one is able to focus on something. If you can really go to the third chakra, the chakra between the eyebrows, this is the seventh chakra, and how they open the energy center with different sounds and like machines, and then you can just look right down at the object, and then it starts to move.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, very, very, very specific techniques with very clear results.
I had Tom Kenyon on my show last year, and Mr. Kenyon's a wonderful man. He uses a lot of sound for healing, very, very good at healing using sounds. And I know from the works of Dolores Cannon that some of her books, I met her back about 9 years ago. She did a reading for me.
She used to be one of our regular speakers.
Really? Fascinating.
She had a very strong connection with Father John.
Oh, fascinating. 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 She's a wonderful lady. During the time that she did a reading for me, I didn't ask her, but she took me ahead 100 years, and I was orbiting the planet in a Pleiadian spacecraft. Far above the Earth. Yeah, I remember that picture very vividly.
But I was sorry when she fell.
I know.
That's how her sickness started.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But anyway, as we know, she's very much alive in heaven right now.
Absolutely. That's right. And she just popped in to say hello to you.
Yeah, she was one of our favorite speakers, actually. People really enjoyed her.
Wonderful. 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 Well, I can't. You've done so much incredible, wonderful work, Marilyn. What kinds of things do you see happening in the next 5 or 10 years for the world?
Oh, that's such a nice question. I am sure that we are on the edge of a second Copernican revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit has clearly told me that these 2 years, it's a 2-year period within a 5-7 year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And what we will do these 2 years will be with us for 5 years after that.
Wow.
Therefore, it is very important for all of us to focus on the light and to ignore all this fear and all this stuff that people are talking about, that Armageddon is coming and the world is coming to an end and this is going to be served. Because first of all, it's absolutely not true.
I agree.
Second of all, with all this fear coming across the television and wherever else it comes from, movies, that creates illness within the bodies of people.
Oh, interesting.
That creates depression. It creates anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
That entices people to go more on mind-altering drugs. And what that does is it brings people back to the ancestral and generational memories where the people from 3, 4, 5, 6 generations ago, they were involved in war and rape, etc.
Right.
So we can reverse all of that because that is not where we are right now.
Right.
And actually, it's, you know, we all know what happened with Atlantis, but that's not going to happen. It's not only not meant to happen, because Spirit has told me that we have to look onward and upward, and we have to be focused on the light, because we have moved into the fifth level of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And in this level of consciousness, almost whatever we focus on shall manifest here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time where there's a separation of the light from the dark in terms of if we focus on light, we shall bring light.
Mm-hmm.
If we focus on fear, that fear shall manifest as well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so we need to learn to focus the mind. As we say in yoga, the mind is like an untamed horse.
Right.
Unless we're able to concentrate.
That's right.
So whichever technique people use, you know, it's mantras, using sounds, crystals, bowls, whatever. I mean, it's to be to go, as Father John would always say, we have to learn to go out of the mind, to go away from that fear area.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Marilyn.
I'm glad to hear that. So many people are preaching. The world is, you know, certain people are going to be selected, and they're going to be flown up somewhere in a spaceship and all this kind of stuff. And the other people are going to be suffering. And I mean, what kind of a story is that? It's a story.
Well,
you see, people don't understand why some people have these negative dreams, negative impressions.
Right.
And so someone had a vision of this eternal damnation,
right,
and then that's coming to play right now. But that's not what the message is at all.
That's right. I agree. And one thing that once in a while I do listen to other radio programs. There's one late night here, that comes on late at night called Coast to Coast, and they had a guest on there about a month ago. And all it was doom and gloom about the radiation around the world, especially Fukushima. But Fukushima is being cleaned up. We're getting help, and I know that our thoughts do create our reality, and as I mentioned earlier during this hour, Dr. Moto did an experiment in 2013 with a bottle of radioactive water, Marilyn, from Fukushima. He wrote the words love and gratitude in these beautiful crystal objects, photography on the bottle. Within 24 hours, the radiation was gone. Now, what would be so difficult about putting the words love and gratitude on the nuclear reactors at Fukushima, as well as these pictures of these water crystals to get rid of the radiation? Cost virtually nothing.
Nothing,
and it would get rid of the radiation. It's unfortunate, but I think a lot of people out there are just not aware that we are, in fact, powerful spiritual beings. But if we realize that, we can create a much better, much happier world.
I think what you said now, Ted, is the key. Mm-hmm. People are not aware.
True.
And that started from the whole idea that we are horrible people. We're sinners. We're born in sin, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And after death, you suffer, you go to hell, etc.
Right.
Most suicides, most depression has some connection with this fear of eternal hell. Because if you think you're going to go to hell, why not kill yourself now?
That's true, I guess.
Well, that's true. I mean, in my work, I see so many people talking about, I wish I wasn't here.
Right.
And I say, where do you want to go? They want to go to the next world.
Because
nothing is going to happen. See, the key for me, which was given to me by Spirit, is that as we are moving from energy sphere to energy sphere, level of consciousness or loka, whatever we want to call it, at a certain point, we're at the fifth. When we go a little bit beyond that, most people will have the inner vision that you have, that I have, and that so many people have. Because the veil becomes thinner and thinner.
Right.
And what Spirit has told me is that when people know that life goes on after the change called death, they will not kill. They will not destroy other people. Because if I know I have to face you,
right,
if I have to face myself, how can I kill you? How can I cheat?
Right, exactly.
So the key is to know that life goes on after death, and Spirit has told me that it's that key, that understanding, that will change people from hatred to love very, very much.
That's right. And we are all one. We all have the spark of the Creator, or the Supreme Being, or God, if you will, within all of us. And if we hurt someone else, we're actually hurting ourselves, because we are all, in fact, one.
Because we're all one.
We're absolutely
all one. You know, many, many years ago, Father John was able to get the Dalai Lama here. We were able to get him to come into Canada.
Wonderful.
It was hard to get him to come to Canada at that time. There was all kinds of, you know, political issues, etc. But anyways, it was at one of our events, and someone asked him, what is your opinion of life after death? And the Dalai Lama said, there cannot be life without death. There cannot be death without life, because it's really all the same.
Oh, fascinating.
There is no death.
Fascinating.
There is no death.
One of the things I know that I know that you do too, Marilyn, is to help people contact,
very much.
People have passed on the other side. And it's so comforting to give that gift for people, because then they realize, of course, that there's no such thing as death, and that their husband or wife or loved one or even a pet is still around them. They're just in another dimension.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know that I've had many, many different pets over the years, and it was 2 mornings ago. I'll share this story with you quickly. I was just waking up early in the morning, Marilyn, and I could feel like these kitty paws walking across my blanket on my bed, on top of my bed. And I woke up and I looked there. There's nothing there, but I knew it was one of my cats named Sassy, who was coming.
Isn't that lovely?
Coming to see me.
Isn't that lovely?
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, people often don't realize that.
No.
You know, when the pet dies, they go to spirit heaven.
Right.
I mean, the way I like to tell people is like this: we live in a multidimensional universe,
mm-hmm.
and each universe goes in a particular way,
mm-hmm.
but we are spirit, so we're going to remain spirit. We won't
right.
become animals.
Right.
But just like we have our animals here, in the spirit world, the spirits of the animals come to us also.
Right. That's true.
So it's very exciting to know that. It's very
mm-hmm.
comforting to know that.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
And I think it's the only thing that can give people peace, is to know that life goes on after death.
And you know, the this planet is like a big school. We're down here to learn things, and if you remember that, then life is much easier. I think it's not
very much
not so hard.
But it is a school.
Mm-hmm. It is a school, and
it is.
Yeah, go ahead, Lauren. Mm-hmm.
And we've come here.
Mm-hmm.
We come to Earth with a specific number of breaths.
Mm-hmm.
We come to Earth with something very special to do.
Right.
But most people do not know why they are here.
Mm.
No one's life is in vain.
Mm-hmm.
My little precious children in South Africa, although they may not live on the earth very long,
mm-hmm.
they give us the opportunity to know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Children who are born in very different ways, you know, very challenged children. There was a time people used to think it was a curse when a child came like that, or it was a punishment
right.
from God.
Right.
Of course, none of that is true at all.
Right.
So
right.
there's a divine purpose, goal, and mission
mm-hmm.
that each person has within his or her soul.
Right.
And we can find out what that is
right.
by learning how to listen, learning where to look, learning mm-hmm. how to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And the techniques are so natural.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Absolutely. Absolutely. Marilyn, in a little while, would you like to take some calls from my
sure,
listeners?
Sure, why not? I'd love to.
Okay, we're going to keep talking, but I'm going to go ahead and give out the studio number here if people would like to call in. We'll just keep talking. The toll-free number here in Western Washington, if you're in Western Washington, is 1-888-298-5569. Again, that's 1-888-298-5569. And the regular landline number for the studio here for callers is area code 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527. We'll continue talking.
Sure.
Marilyn, one thing I wanted to ask you, Dr. Raymond Mooney is a famous man. He's written some fascinating books about talking to the other side.
Yes.
He'll be giving a workshop there at your wonderful
conference.
I want to
say something. Dr. Raymond Moody mm-hmm. has come to 40 out of the 41 conferences we've been at.
Wow.
Father John always invited Dr. Raymond Moody first. In mm-hmm. fact, I'm very, very, very close with that family.
Mm-hmm.
His beautiful adopted children call me their auntie. He will be giving one of the keynotes, and he'll be doing some workshops as well.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
His work, I mean, he's always writing and researching, etc. But
mm-hmm.
as you and I know, that one of his books was one of the books that kind of opened the door to the academic world.
Mm-hmm.
There's another very interesting man, Dr. Rajiv Party.
Mm-hmm.
He had a death experience, and what's really interesting is that he went down into the lower levels,
mm-hmm.
and he saw himself, and he says his egotism and what happened, and he mm-hmm. liked cars, and he didn't mind hurting people.
Oh.
And he said that, he's a Hindu man,
mm-hmm.
and he said that for him made him understand what hell is. And he said then he was sent up to the highest heaven,
mm-hmm.
and then he saw what you can do to overcome the karmic debt,
mm-hmm.
and realizing that no one can take your karma away, that
mm-hmm.
we have full responsibility. He'll be one of our key speakers as well.
Fascinating.
There's another doctor, Piera. He's coming in from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
He was in an accident, mm-hmm. and he had this death experience.
Mm-hmm.
But since that time, when he takes photographs, he actually can take a photograph in a hospital, and you see the spirit nurses and the spirit doctors from the heaven world going up and down the corridors of the hospital.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Yes, fascinating. Yes, yes.
Now, I've been told that there are actually spirit hospitals on the other side.
There are. There are spirit hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
There are spirit schools. There
mm-hmm.
are spirit laboratories. Absolutely.
Wow.
And the people who are doing research here, they haven't finished their research. In the spirit world, they will finish some of their research.
Well,
people like Tesla, they're still doing research in the other world.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And they have a spirit laboratory.
Mm-hmm. And so is Professor Albert Einstein and Dr. Emoto. They're both continuing their research on the other side.
Yeah, we used to have Dr. Emoto. He came here a couple of times, and
mm-hmm.
we met those who traveled with him, and it was mm-hmm. a wonderful experience.
Well, his work is being carried on today with the Emoto Peace Project. Their director is Michiko Hayashi, wonderful person. Their website, if people are interested in more information, is www.emotopeaceproject.net. I do a lot of work for them because I believe in what they're doing. And
I'm very glad that his work is being carried on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that they do is distribute children's books to mm-hmm. children around the world between the ages of 3 and 12. And it teaches kids the lessons of love and gratitude with the hope, Marilyn, that if they learn this when they're young, then later in life, when they get older, they won't be interested in going off, for example, to a Middle Eastern war that lasts for 50 years or, commit disharmony. So hopefully people get along much, much, much better.
I'm really grateful that work is being carried on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful people in the office there, and they're continuing Dr. Emoto's wonderful work. One of the things I'd love to have you explain a little bit, I know that all of us, when we pass on to the other side, we go what's called a life review. Could you explain?
Yes, a personal life review.
Yeah, could you explain a little bit about that?
Let me explain. When we are getting ready to go to the other side,
right?
First of all, no one is born alone, and mm-hmm. no one goes into the other world alone. Although
mm-hmm.
we obviously take our first and last breaths alone,
mm-hmm.
we come to Earth with mm-hmm. spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
These spirit guides will be with us our entire life.
Beautiful.
They will help us,
mm-hmm.
but they will not live our life for us.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time for us to go into the other world, they help us move from this world into the other world, help us go from this body into the light body.
Wow.
And dying feels exactly like falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens is that there are almost always
mm-hmm.
spirits that we knew who are there to greet us.
Beautiful.
And so when we're coming up out of our body, which, by the way, is approximately a 3-week process,
mm-hmm.
the spirit starts moving up from the feet and going right up to the base of the spine, the spleen
mm-hmm.
chakra,
mm-hmm.
the solar plexus, heart,
mm-hmm.
neck, throat,
mm-hmm.
and top of the head, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That takes about 3 weeks.
Mm.
When we hear the death rattle,
mm-hmm.
We know that the person is going to go in the next 2 or 3 days. It means the spirit is right up by the throat.
I see.
Once it's there, the spirit will move up out of the body.
Hmm.
When the spirit moves up out of the body,
mm-hmm.
it stays around for a few hours watching what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, when people are crying, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of work in that area, actually.
Mm-hmm.
What I always tell people is, do not have them take the body out of the hospital room right
mm-hmm.
away. Just talk to the spirit, because the spirit knows that he or she is out of the body. So you talk to them and say, I know you're out of your body, and
mm-hmm.
it's okay for you to go on. It's okay for you to go on.
Wow.
You've earned your place now. Look toward the light. And then
wow.
at the medium, what I do is I ask my guides to
mm-hmm.
help their guides
mm-hmm.
bring spirits, specific
mm-hmm.
spirits to them that they know.
Wow.
So maybe it's a mother, maybe it's a child, maybe it's a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say to the soul, put your hand, look, there's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And once he puts his hand, his spirit hand,
mm-hmm.
then the spirit just moves up. But
mm-hmm.
as the spirit spirit is coming out of the body in this three-week period,
mm-hmm.
there is like light all around, the way I see it from mm-hmm. spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about going through the tunnel. It's not exactly a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's like a whirling dervish almost. It goes faster and faster and faster. So mm-hmm. you think it's a tunnel, but it's not really a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're surrounded by these mirrors and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you look, you mm-hmm. keep on seeing yourself. And in that light, in mm-hmm. those mirrors,
mm-hmm.
there is that statement, what have you done for humanity? What have you done for humanity? What have mm-hmm. you done for humanity?
Fascinating.
And then they come out of the body, and then usually they're taken to a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, welcome, welcome. People mm-hmm. say, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shown a little bit, and then usually they go to a garden of rest.
Wow.
After the garden of rest, they then wake up and they carry on what they have to do.
Fascinating. And they...
I've seen that so many times, literally thousands of times, variations of this.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And then if they, for example, if they were injured, spiritually injured on this side, during their lifetime, they may go to a spiritual school?
They will go to a spiritual hospital.
Oh, interesting.
There are spirit doctors, spirit nurses, spirit guides who will help them heal this.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
But let's say someone, lived his or her life by cheating, lying, killing,
uh-huh.
wanting to kill,
right.
hatred, anger, greed, jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happens is they come face to face with everyone that they hurt, and they cannot seem to find a place of rest until they get the forgiveness from everyone that they have hurt.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. And then they go to a place of rest, and then they carry on. But many people do not realize that in the spirit world, there is the evolution, there is the development. People think once you go there, you sit at the right hand of Jesus. It doesn't work like that at
mm-hmm.
all, at all, at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you keep on learning in the spiritual world.
Can you, after a certain point, can you choose to reincarnate in other planets, in other more advanced civilizations?
Or? Absolutely. No one makes you reincarnate. No
mm-hmm.
one pushes you
mm-hmm.
and says, hey, you go back down through this kind of tunnel. You go, no, it doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
When we are spirit and we are observing what is happening on the earth,
right.
we decide, oh, maybe we can do something.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things, Ted, which we can do only in a physical body.
Right.
That's why people like you and me, we decided to come to this earth at this
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
We all kind of knew each other in an essence. We knew each other,
mm-hmm.
and we knew that we would meet here on the earth. That's why there are so many people, every walk of life, tradition, race, culture,
mm-hmm.
every continent, there are people standing up now for the light, for the light, for the light.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all selected to reincarnate into this earth body
right.
in different ways, different
mm-hmm.
professions, different
mm-hmm.
interests, but all are meant to gather together for the glory of the divine, the glory of the light, the glory
mm-hmm.
of the Almighty,
mm-hmm.
and to bring about the peace.
Mm-hmm.
And the meaning of 144,000, Spirit has told me that when there are 144,000 light groups in the different continents, in the different planes of consciousness, at that time, there will be so much light that there will be an explosion of the light, and that will create the complete change. And we're heading for that now.
Beautiful, beautiful. I can feel it's coming. The
it's
planet.
Very close. It's very close.
Very close. And I think this year and next are pivotal years in that.
Yes, 2016, 17. These are these
mm-hmm.
two very, very
mm-hmm.
sensitive years.
Mm-hmm. And one thing an astrologer told me 2 years ago on the program, Marilyn, was that during this time, especially in going into the 2020s and 2030s, that things which are true will become truer,
mm-hmm.
and those which are false will become
mm-hmm.
evidently false and fall by the wayside. This includes not only governments, but also personal relationships as
definitely,
well.
Definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the meaning of the separation of the wheat from the chaff, the light from the dark.
Mm, interesting.
Because when there is so much light, there cannot be the dark.
That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely.
In Sanskrit, we say a prayer, Asatama Satgamaya Tamasama Jyotir Gamaya Viturma Amritam Gamaya. Lead us from the darkness to the light. From the unreal to the real.
Beautiful.
From the fear of death to the absolute knowledge of immortality.
That was such a beautiful saying. Could you say that one more time, Marilyn?
Yes.
Please.
Asatama satgamaya, tamasama jyotir gamaya, maturma amritam gamaya. Lead us from the darkness to the light, from the unreal to the real, and above all, from the fear of death to the absolute knowledge of immortality.
Beautiful. That is such a beautiful prayer. Just a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much for...
I'm glad you like that.
...for sharing that. For sharing that. Well, as you said that, the studio got another burst of white light, and this whole studio is very, very beautiful white light everywhere. Again, it's a cloudy day here in Seattle. I can see from the windows of our skyscraper here, of our building, that you can look out and see Puget Sound, but it's cloudy out there, but it's it's light in here, which is...
I'm so glad to hear that.
Which is so nice. Have you done a lot of astral travel yourself?
Very much, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Very much.
Have you?
But I have learned, with the help of my spirit guides, I used to do, and I still do, some deep trance work. I have learned to be able to go to these different planes of consciousness so that I become, as we would say in yoga, the observer of where I'm going.
Wow.
The observer. But when I teach people how to develop the trance, it's like different stages. At first, you sense something in the distance. It's almost like inspirational speaking, inspirational writing. And then eventually... it's like the thought, the sound goes right through. And then eventually you don't hear it at all.
Fascinating.
There are different stages in this work. And yes, I have done quite a bit of astral travel. But actually, I work so, like, with my spirit guides all the time, practically, that I always ask them for help, for protection. I always ask them to show me what I need to do, etc. And usually I do that. But yes, I have done, and I've taught a lot of remote viewing, etc.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, I looked at, friends of mine, I went to Florida to be a keynote speaker there at during the first week in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale area. And friends of mine gave me your catalog, and I looked through it and also looked at your website. And Marilyn, you have all these incredible seminars and classes going on all the time at your institute.
Yes.
And you must have a wonderful staff to help you out, because I think it would be difficult if you just did it all on your own, of course.
Let me tell you something, Ted. I work with a very few group of volunteers. Father John and I did it all. He set up the whole pattern, the whole structure.
Wow.
And what I'm doing is, you know, filling it in. Like, for instance, tonight we have a Sufi mystic doing meditation. We have tarot. Tomorrow we have mediumship. Tomorrow
wonderful.
Night is the spirit circle. That
wonderful.
Is a service, very much so. I used to do a lot of work, by the way, at a spiritualist church in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Well, Kevin Lee's a wonderful guy. He's the pastor there of the Metaphysical Church of South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. And I really enjoyed my time there. I wanted to tell all my listeners, if you are in Montreal or close to Montreal, to please visit your wonderful institute. Could you give the physical address, too?
Yes, the institute is 1974 Maisonneuve, Maisonneuve Boulevard West. And it's right in downtown Montreal.
Okay.
I will give you a phone number, 514-937-8359.
Okay.
And if people would like, they can call and we could send them... the brochures, or they can just send me an email and we'll send you the brochures.
Well, your conference in August is going to be just fascinating, and I'm urging all my listeners that if you can come to Montreal, to definitely visit the conference. I think it's an opportunity of a lifetime that you...
It really is, and we make it so affordable. Affordable. I mean, let me tell you, for 10 days, other people pay about $400 Canadian. That means about $325 for 10 days of these people.
Right. Very reasonable. Very reasonable.
And there are some very inexpensive places where people can stay. We have arrangements with the college where people stay at a very reasonable rate.
Right.
And I must say that the 40 years, this is 41, but we have never set up a conference to make money. We just hope we break even. We don't usually do that either.
Well,
but
mm-hmm.
Father John and I had the, it was a mission
right.
to bring this information
right.
to the outside world. Let me tell you,
Beautiful.
When we started,
mm-hmm.
my training is as a behaviorist. I'm a behavior therapist by professional training. So people used to ask me, how can you be a behaviorist and believe in the spirit world? And my answer was very simple. In behaviorism, we're taught to observe the physical senses, but we're also taught to become aware of the inner senses. And so in spirit, we learn how to become aware of the inner senses. It's, it's the opposite of the same coin.
Right, right. It's all part of life. And but many people are waking up. And I want to emphasize, too, of course, there's been talk for many years among some people here, especially in the United States, about a possible third world war. I personally don't see
there
it.
There will not be a third world war.
Good.
Spirit has told me that over and over and over again.
Good. Good.
There will not be. Spirit is so close. Those from the spiritual world are so close to our plane of consciousness. And they are saying, arise and awake. This is your time.
Right.
There
right.
will not be a third world war.
Wonderful. That's my opinion, too. That's my opinion, too. I think for ourselves and our children and our children's children, our future is extremely bright. And I just, you know, if you do have children now, They're gonna grow up at a time when they won't have to deal with the wars and the disharmony that we've had to deal
Absolutely.
With, you know,
Absolutely.
To go through. I think,
I'm so looking forward to having you as our keynote speaker.
Oh, thank
I feel
you.
Such an akin to, you know, your knowledge, your wisdom, your gifts from the heaven world.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I really feel that although you've done so much and you're doing so much that there's a whole new door that's opening up for you.
Wonderful.
That's greater than anything you yourself can imagine.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I know that I was in Atlantis 12,500 years ago and I tried to turn things around then and failed. And I think you were there too, Marilyn.
Of course, yeah.
I was a priest back then and a crazy elite of military cabal, elitist, got a hold of technology that they shouldn't have had, and they started experimenting with it, and they destroyed destroyed the planet, their civilization.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah.
But this time it will not happen.
Right. It's a different time now.
It's a different time, right. And the level of consciousness is different as well.
Right. It is. It is.
You know, if people understand the scripture statement, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord, what that
right.
means is it's
right.
not by physical power. It's
right.
not by physical might. It's
right.
not by guns. It's not by
right.
arms, an arms race.
Right.
But it's by the Spirit. It is
right.
the Spirit that shall change all.
I think back in the early 60s, when President Kennedy was assassinated back on November 22nd, 1963, that was an opportunity for humanity to move forward. Of course, of course, he was murdered back then. But cycles repeat themselves, and now we're facing again another opportunity. But this time, the momentum's too great.
It will happen.
It will happen.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
can see it happening.
Into it, into this next essence, this next plane of consciousness.
Absolutely.
With that light as light.
Absolutely, and you're doing such wonderful work, Marilyn. I want to tell you, we've got about a minute and 20 seconds left, and I just want to thank you. I want to give you the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful interview.
Yes, I just want to say that it's an honor and a privilege to meet you this way and to be able to share. And I look forward to everybody on the earth knowing that there is no death, that we're marching in the light, that we are the light. The light is within us, around us, and that we are called to remember who we are. You know who you are. I am that I am. And I want everybody to be positive and to be excited and to know that this is the time and that we are part of this march into the light.
Wonderful, wonderful. And if I could, I'd love to give out your website again,
www.iiihs.org, or you could just send me an email, M. Rossner, R-O-S-S-N-E-R, at IIIHS.org, and I'll send you some information.
Wonderful, wonderful, Marilyn. Well, I hope, thank you so much again for coming
thank
on the show today.
Thank you for the precious opportunity, and we'll be in touch, and I wish you all the very, very best with the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup, Marilyn. Have a wonderful day.
Merci beaucoup. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir. Please stay tuned for our next hour, friends.